Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe b'har Sinai lemor. Rashi says, famous Chazal, Ma'in Yishmita etzel har Sinai. Torah stresses over here was b'har Sinai. Why dafka by Shmita? Rashi says that we're makir kol ha'Torah kula to the mitzvah of Shmita, that just like Shmita, kol ha'Yisrael, prot ha'Yisrael, was said at har Sinai, all the mitzvahs also were said as well. A lot of the Svarim, they all give different ties between Shemitah and Har Sinai. It's all brought down in one of the Svarim, that one of the main themes of Shemitah, and you see it later on by other dinim in Eretz Yisrael, is that the land belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Land does not belong to you. It says, Befeirush, the Pasuk, V'ha'oretz lo'yishimochel v'tzmisus, the earth should not be sold permanently, ki li ha'aretz. The land belongs to me. Ki gerim v'soyshavim atanim adim. You're strangers and you're teshavim, you're residents here, but you're not kavua here. It's my land. Mahaytaima, because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's land, when they didn't keep Shemitah, they weren't welcome there. Because they didn't keep Shemitah, that's why they went into Galus. So there's a big chumrah over here, and that is that because it's the land of HaKadosh Baruch, we have to be extra careful and being zohir, especially when again, mitzvah ha'kluyos ba'aretz. Mi'idach gisa, there's also a nechama over here. And that is, when we see that things are difficult, and the goyim want to overcome us, and they want to take the land away from us, ki li kol ha'aretz is a nechama to us. Because if the land belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Chazal says the only land where HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the Shomer, other lands are given over into the hands of Mazalis or Malachim that are Shomer over it. And Eretz Yisrael is Ein Hashem Elokecha Aleha, Meireishis Hashana V'Achrus Shana. So that's really something that should be Mesameach us, that it's all in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give it to us, he'll give it to us. That's the kesher between Shemitah and Har Sinai. The idea of Shemitah is ki li kol ha'aretz, and Har Sinai, that's the key, that's the guarantee that we remain in the land. If we keep the mitzvahs of the Torah, if we live like good to Yidden, if we live being a kind of Rotzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the guarantee that we're going to get Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is not going to be conquered with the Gevaldige Secret Service, with the Gevaldige Air Force, and the Gevaldige Sahal. That's not the way we're going to conquer Eretz Yisrael. The key is in our hands. The key is to keep the mitzvahs that were given in Har Sinai, and the land, which is Kili Kola Ores, that Mamela will be given to you as well. That's the kesher between the two. A similar idea is brought out by the Meshech Chochmah. It says in Parshas Lech Lecha, Vashem Amar al Avram, Hashem said to Avram, Achrehi Parat Loit Me'imai, Sona Einecha, Ure'emen Amokam Asher Ata Oimetsham, Tzofayno Vonegba Vakegma Viyam. So the Meshech Chochmah asks a question over there. What does that mean, Sona Einecha, look up? If you want to see Yom of a Kedma, it's a find of an enemy. You look ahead to one direction, another direction behind, and what's the Shat Sona Einecha? So the Meshech Chochmah, Avraham Avinu could have had a tremendous Chalishas Adas at the time. Ba'knani Oz Ba'oretz, the Knani was taking over all of Eretz Yisrael. So where is their hope that I'm ever going to get this land? I'm going to conquer over these giants, these Gibeirim. So for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Sona Einecha, Eretz Yisrael cannot be looked at with an Aretziyistic view. It has to be looked at with a Hoicha view, with a Shemaindic view. And if you look at that with a Shemaindic view, Kili Kova Aretz, it's in my hands, I'm guarding it. What do you have to be afraid of? And that also, Mimela, answers another Ha'ara. Ure'eben Amokan Asher Atosh Shom. From the place where you are, that the Rechaim HaKadosh asks the question, Pshita, where else are you going to see it from, if not from the place where you are? The Teretz is, in the place where you are, I know you can control all of Eretz Yisrael. With your Avodah, with your Dveikus Bashem, you don't have to go out with any armies, you don't have to go out with any big forces. Min HaMokam HaShera HaTor Shom, you can conquer over Eretz Yisrael, and this should be a Gevaldig in the Chametas. I saw it was reported in the news a couple of weeks ago that the chief rabbi of Israel, he met the head of the Shin Bet, David Zini, who grad is an Orthodox Jew. And David Zini asked him, why don't we make a special day of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So I'm not going to the halachic aspect, you know, we don't make special days just like that. We're not b'koyach. He said, what are you talking about? So he says, if the people would only know how many nisim are taking place right now, how many unexploded missiles, how many missiles go totally off their mark, they totally are not aware of what is going on. Then he spoke to the colonel of the Air Force, one of the colonels of the Air Force, who told him that they were expecting, they made a cheshbon, one out of seven planes are not going to return. At best, one out of eight, and every single plane made it back. He says, it's not to be believed. Same thing with the Arrow system. He says, it's ploying how that thing works. You know, that Hashem gave the Chochmah, punked out of all countries to Eretz Yisrael to be able to do that. So these are all Nisim. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care. And Oifun of Nister, you know, we ask him, Teischem, Eretzim, Shraim, Aren, and the floods, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to see Nisim Gluyim. Of Lamaisa in the Matzah right now, it's Nisim Nistarma we're experiencing. So we have to know that it's our Torah and our Tefillah and our keeping the mitzvahs, that's really menamakam asher atosham. You can be in the Beis Medrash, you can be in the Shir, you can be by davening, and that's really the way you control Eretz Yisrael. Davrel b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleihem ki sovoyu el ha'aretz Hashem yinoisim lechem v'shovso ha'aretz Shabbos v'Hashem. Medrash Rabbah brings down the posik hado d'chziv baruch hu Hashem malochav. Ben Hashem his malochim oisei devoroi, they do his words, l'shmaya b'kol dvarei. Now from Hashem, what's the kesher between this posik and mitzvah shmita? So the Mefarshim explained that a person who's gansa parnosa is totally in his field, and he's saimach on it to put the food on his table, and all of a sudden he has to close it up, not for a day, not for a week, not for a month, but for a full year. And he puts his hands behind his back and he doesn't do anything. That's not a koyach b'teva. That's not a tibias de koyach. How can you just put your hands behind your back and not do anything? Those are l'mayim and adep teva de koyaches. And about that is said, Baruch Hashem malachav oisim dvari l'shmai v'kol dvari. Before you hear how it's going to happen, how am I going to make parnasa? They do it right away. That's the madreig of malachim. That's l'mayim and hateva. That's the koyach of the malachim. Abadavim v'ashteng, tziyodua, Hashem does not expect us to be malach. Also, Yaduah Vod from the Kotzker, it says, Anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li. He says, I don't want you to be malach. Malachim have plenty up in Shemayim. Anshe Kodesh. I want you to be mentioned. Of a Heilige mention. So here the Torah expects us to be a malach. If Taki takes the Koiches of Malachim, so what's the pshat that the Torah expects us to do? I saw wrote down, I think the Shem Yishmuel says this. Shem Yishmuel says that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do it, then he gives us the koyach l'mailam and ha'teva to do it. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a shliach, he endows the shliach with the koyach to be able to do it. So it could be b'derech klal, you know, Hashem doesn't expect us to be malachim, but when he tells us b'favors to be malachim, and this taka takes the koyach of a malach, so then, he gives us that koyach, and he expects us to do it. It's interesting that this very same pasuk of Baruch Hashem Alachav, the Gemara brings down in Shabbos Daf Peches Amid Aleph. B'shor shehigdimu Yisrael Nasa v'Nishma. When Klal Yisrael said Nasa before Nishma, Yotso Basko v'Amra Migilo Levonei Rozeh Shemalachi Hasharis Mishnam Shembay. Who is Megala to my children this secret of the Malachi Hasharis? Shenemar Baruch Hashem Alachav Gibay Rekayach Oisi Devaroi. What's the pshat? What is the secret of the Malachi Asharis? It's up to Shem Yishmuel. What's that pshat in Klal Yisrael? It sounds like they did a silly thing. How can you be mekabel on yourself 613 mitzvahs plus the Torah Shebaal Peh, all the kolam and all the pratim? You have no idea what you're getting yourself into. The min over there that said to Ravin, you know, I'm a pezizah. You're a quick nation, you were too quick. You should have at least heard first what you're doing. It's a very good timing. So what's shot in the yin? The terraces of the Shem Yishmuel, they knew the secret of the malach. Why is a malach not mugbu? Why is he able to do everything? The word malach means a shliach. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes you a shliach, he's going to give you the koyches to do it. So they understood the secret of the Malachim. They said, Ma'asav Nishma, if this is what Hashem wants, He's going to give us impossible kaychas, kaychas that we never realized that we had before. And Taka, the Gemara quotes the exact same pasuk by Shemitah as it quotes by Kabbalah Satorah. And that, by the way, is another shaykhs between Shemitah and Har Sinai. That's another kesher of Ma'in and Shemitah Yitzhak Har Sinai. They both took L'maylam and Atevedik Yekoychus. And this is a tremendous limud musr to all of us. Ma'idik a limud musr. Anytime a person takes on an endeavor, you know, a ruchni is the endeavor, a Kabbalah maybe to learn a mesechta, a certain seder to keep up. How am I going to do it? What's going to be? He's going to start this, he's going to start that. I'm not going to be able to do this. The person has to say, getter of nasev and nishma, I'm going to do it. And if Hashem wants me to do it, then nothing is impossible. Nothing is going to stand in my way. I might have said over already a number of times, or it's kedai to say over again. Panavish Rav, the Hasav of the Kodesh L'Rache, was, you know, he used to come here to America very often. He was once in Tels for a Shabbos. He came there pretty often. It was Shabbos Mevarchim. And he asked by the table, he was by Moshe Helfand, one of the members of the Hanhola there. Very, very tiring Yid. So he asked, what's Pshat? We bench Rosh Chodesh today. It's, we ask Hashem for Chaim Aruchim, a long life. We're asking for this month. So what's, you know, why are we asking for Chaim Aruchim? He says, I'll tell you a maisim. He says, during World War II, he said, I was in Eretz Yisrael, my son Rav Avram. He said he was in the hospital, and they were choshish that he had a growth in his throat. They were choshish for the worst. So he called his son Rav Avram. He said, I want you to go out, get a minion of Bachram together, and hire Rav Shmuel Rozovsky as Rosh Yeshiva, start the yeshiva, and I want you to go negotiate to buy a piece of land up on the hill. We want to start a yeshiva. Ram told his father, he says, Tata, he's in the middle of a war. Rommel was threatening to come to Eretz Yisrael. The matzah of a ruach in Eretz Yisrael was not to start a yeshiva now. Bachram were not really so interested in learning. They were more interested in Parnassus. He said, how long could this possibly last? And he said, you're sick in bed. So he says, it's better to have a yeshiva for one day than no yeshiva at all. What was the side of the other? The thing in his throat ended up to be nothing. And Rommel was defeated in El Arman by the British. And things settled down eventually. And the yeshiva still stands till today. Thousands and thousands and thousands. So that's Pshat Chaim Aruchim. Give us opportunities in these months that have a hemshuch for a long period of time. But there's a perfect example of, he didn't look at Bula. He didn't look, wow, I'm in the hospital and there's a war going on and Rommel's attacking. There's so many reasons not to do it. Efreshtana, this is the shlichus. HaKadosh Baruch is going to give the shlichus. Herman Kotler Zatzal here in America, the odds against him, you know, breaking through the American mindset and Limud HaTorah is the yikr, the odds against that were thousands to one. Mamish. And take a look at Torah today in America. See the Shailam. Chesidus Yoilim, Satmar Rebbe, with all the other Chesidus Yoilim, the Kenaina Horeh, the Kehillis, it's mind-boggling. My father, Olav Shav, I always quote, you know, he was a survivor of the war, and he told me that after the war, they thought it was all over. All over. When he comes to a chasm, he sees Rosh Yeshiva dancing with so many Talmidim that he can't believe what he's seeing. They thought it was all over. Teretz is HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent these Gdolim on Ashlichus and the Balabatim that followed them to build their own Rishpachas. They were on Ashlichus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Kaychus Lamaila, Sai Beruchnias and Begashmias, there's Ashiras Baruch Hashem. It's not to be believed. That's a Moridik Yechizuk to us that any endeavor person has to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind you and He gives you the kaychus l'maylam and atem. It says, v'chisim k'ru mimkru l'amisecha, o'ikona miyad amisecha, you sell something to your friend or you'll buy something, asaynu ish es achid, don't cheat your brother. So the Halakha of Chofetz Chaim, that achutz to the hashchase of a person trying to steal from his friend and to cheat his friend and to be mafsid and mum, that's not a mitzvah of hashchase and it's gzeilah, partial gzeilah, so b'arom l'chaveri d'kedem. But b'noisif to that, it's a patch on panim to HaKadosh Baruch. What's the pshat? So it says in the pasuk, mi yalah b'har Hashem, Umiyokim dem kankotshoi, who could stand in his malkim, niki kapayim, one that has clean hands, ubar levov, and he has a pure heart, ashalinoso ashov navshi, that he didn't carry my neshama in vain. So Taishtu the Chofetz Chaim, he says, animals don't cheat each other. They don't have the brains to cheat each other. So where does a person get to cheat somebody else? Because Hashem gave him the brains. He uses his brain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person the brain to recognize his Abayir Yoyla. He gave him the brain for Liman HaTayrah. He gave him his Koyach HaDibur to Davin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what does he do? He took this special characteristic that only he has. No other Briya has it. And what does he do? He does it to take away, to steal from his friend. That's the biggest hashkosa. That's a patch on Panim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Marshal Amad Avra Daimon, there was a melech that had someone, a yedid, that he wanted as his advisor. So the melech supplied him with his own horse that he rode on. He told the advisor, you take it and you'll use the horse to ride to the palace every day. You'll be one of the members of my inner circle. So what did this fellow do? He took the horse and he was riding on it, and he trampled the king's son with the horse. So that's from the fact he trampled the kid, but the king's son, he gave me the horse in order to have a very high position, in order to be Mashamish the king. And what did you do? You turned it against him to trample his own son. That's exactly what a person does when he's stealing. So that's the pshat. Niki kapayim ubar levov ashalinoso lashov navshi. The nefesh that I gave into him with the koyach hadibur, with the koyach haseichel, he didn't carry it in vain. He carried it with the tachlis. So, Kadmonim asked the question, why over here does it say the Gashmi is the Kiskar? I'm going to give you the reins, Beis HaSod Yidin Piryoi, and nothing is mentioned about the Ruchnias and Olam Haba. So, Kli Yoker brings down the Shaili, he brings down seven different Mahalchim to answer this Teres, this other Swammer, this 15 Mahalchim. The first one he brings down is the famous the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Schar mitzvah v'hayal melech." And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only telling us that in this world he's going to take away the minios, you know, gashmizdik problems and earthly problems that could hold us back from avodas Hashem. That's what the Torah talks about. The ikar schar, he wants us to do it l'shem shemayim. Now I'm nasal kabbal pras. He doesn't tell us what the ikar schar is. I saw brought down in the Beis Yisroel. Especially Yagin Aleinu, they used to say over from the Torah Schaim of Kosev. He says, if the Torah would have said the Schar of Ruchni is an Olam Haba, in Bechukoise Teleichu, so then the Torah would also have to say, in Bechukoise Timasu, you're not going to be Zeichel to Olam Haba. And the Torah did not want to say that. To say that you're not going to have, but Ruchni is the Schar of Olam Haba, HaKadosh Baruch doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to condemn anybody to a final psak din, ki lo yidach mimena nidach. That's not his rots. He wants that eventually everybody should be zeichet to olam haba if it involves gilgulim and coming back down again or whatever. But to say b'feirush in the Torah, in the chukai say kemosu, you're not going to get olam haba, that the Torah does not want to say. That's not the rots of the bayre. Memeli only speaks about gashmi as the geskar. If you'll do it, you'll get. If you don't do it, you won't get. But to say it on Ruchni is the Kiskar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to do. This is a vort that the Beis Yisroel used to say over Kiseid. V'nosno ha'oretz piryo, v'achaltem lo soiva. So the Chayr, if it already says v'nosno ha'oretz piryo, so what are we lacking? Right? So Rashi says, "V'achaltem lo soiva, oichel kimul mizbar b'meiv." It's going to be gebenched in your stomach. So the question is, if you're going to have bounty, if you're going to have mamish plenty of crops, so what's the problem? What do you have to scrimp on the oichel? Eat as much as you want. What's the oichel kimul mizbar b'meiv? So Ksav Sofer says, my other Sfarim say it as well. Ksav Sofer also speaks about it. They all say it in their different ruskayos. Ksav Sofer says, even if a person has a lot of gashmias, it's no good to get used to being samech on gashmias. for various reasons. Number one, the person that gets used to being Isaac in orangutan and gashmias, deep down he worries, am I always going to have this? And what's going to be if next year I'm not going to have the same salary? And next year I'm not going to have the same opportunity? So he can't even really enjoy what he has now because he's worried I'm not going to have this forever. Right. The Eitzah Yehutzah is, don't be Samechan so much. Get by with a little bit. So no, if you don't have the same amount next year, you'll have the basic minimum. The basic minimum you'll have to get around, you know, to get around. Right? But if you get used to Gashmias, then you can't enjoy what you have right now. Tzveitens, a person gets Shakur and Gashmias, he gets Arangiton and Gashmias, Shtar's the Ruchnias. Enoch Hinami, that the Tachlis is to take the Gashmias and turn it into Ruchnias, but it's a Metzias, it's a Tarta de Sasri. There were very few people in the history that was Zoichet to both Ksorim, Keser Torah, and Keser. The Keser of Ashiras, very few. Rabbeinu HaKadosh of Yehuda HaNasi, there was others, but very, very few people that are able to do that balancing act. So the Torah is, that's what Chasam Sofer says it. So the Torah is telling us the Eitzah Yehutzah is Oichel Kimmel Uvizbarach B'meyah. So now starts the Kasha the other way. So if there's a bracha of Oichel Kimmel Uvizbarach B'meyah, so then what's the tachlis of having the big bounty? So Shem Yishmo brings down. He says, it says by Sora Imenu, it says, Heiniko Bonim Sora. The Medrash says that the different mothers used to, that they brought their children to be Yonik from Sora. What was the purpose? And then it says also that those that were Yonik from Sora, they were Zaychet Yerushimayim. Shem Yishmo says that they ate from the Shiraim of Yitzchak Levinu. They had the Shiraim of Yitzchak Levinu and there was Kiddusha and they were Zaychet. But Pasha, they ate from a Makartar. And Mamelu, they were Zaychet to that as well. So that's the Pshar over here. Ain't the Hanami Nitzan ourselves. It's Oichel Kimmel Mizbarach B'Meyav. Over for the Goyim, we're going to sell it to the Goyim. It's going to have a Roshim of Kiddusha because it went through us. With the halachas that we kept in Eretz Yisrael, the Shemitah, and Trumas and Nisrus, and all those things. So that has the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, that's going to be mashpi on the rest of the Goyim, that they should also have a certain Madreg of Yerushalayim, is going to better the entire world. So mitzad us, the best thing is, Oichel Kimmel Mizbarach B'Meyav, but as far as the world goes, there's a big maila in the fact that they're getting it from us, and that we have a tremendous bounty. Hira says, in B'chukai say, Ufanisi aleichem, v'ifreisi eschem, v'irbeisi eschem, I'll make you fruitful, I'll multiply you, v'akimoisi esbrisi yitchem. So Rashi says, Efne mikol asokai, I'm going to turn away from all of my affairs, l'shalem schorchem. Chofetz Chaim brings that in, Chofetz Chaim ala Torah brings that in, Marid Gizach. There's one time, Chofetz Chaim's grandson, Gaon Rav Elozer Kaplan, he told him over that there was a rich person, a Gvir Adir. He stammed from Horodok in Litev, and he went there to America, and there he made it big. He became a Gvir Adir. And he came back to visit his old hometown. Now, he grew up as a Yosem without any parents, and nobody cared about him. One person that invited him to eat meals in his house. Another person invited him. He could be part of the group. His children learn with a Malamed, he'll be part of that. So another person gave him a place to sleep. So now they were already older and they couldn't fend for themselves. And this Gvirah there, he came back and the Mamash was giving them thousands and thousands of dollars. He turned them into rich people. So everybody was totally schmoozing them. What did they already give them, you know, so much? And now their mamish did that. They became gvirim because of that. So now the Chofetz Chaim, he said that it's exactly like that with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Golus, he wanders. He's ozuf. And nobody's willing to take him in. Who are the people that take him in? The Yid. About the Knesias and about the Midrashas and the Yiddish Shtub and the Machan of their children to go B'derech Hashem. He says, it says in the Pasuk, it's a Pasuk in Yeshaya, Hinei Hashem Elohim B'choizik Yavai. He's going to come with strength to pay back the Goyim their Avlus. Uzroyei Moish Loiwai, Hinei Schorei Itei L'Shalom. And it means to pay back the Tzadikim. She says, the Bnei Yisrael, that in Golos, they were the only ones that welcomed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a regular human being has the Hasogis to pay back Kefil Kiflayim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's no limit to the wherewithal that he has, Kal V'chaymer ben Benoi Shel Kal V'chaymer, what he's going to pay back the Yidden that they kept to his word, even in Golos when nobody else was mocking him, they kept strictly to the word of Hashem. A good Shabbos.